have the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah tells us, G'dilim tasa l'cha. Person should make tzitzis. What's interesting is the juxtaposition of this mitzvah, both with the pasuk before and the pasuk afterwards. The pasuk before gets a little bit more attention, so we'll start with the pasuk afterwards. The Torah tells us, G'dilim tasa l'cha. Al arba kanfos kisuscha asher techaseba. You should make tzitzis on the dalet kanfos of the beged which is covering you. What's the next pasuk? The next pasuk is ki yikach ish isha uvoy lea usneya. Starts discussing the psukim of a person getting married, and we know what the how that marriage ends. So says the Rosh, the Perish HaRosh, a very interesting ha'ara. He says, Ki yikach ish isha, maksiv lemala. What does it say before Ki yikach ish isha? Gedilim tasalecha, mikan samach leminag ha'olam, shelokhin talas lechason, kisheyisa isha. Where does the minag come from? That most Jews only start wearing a talis gadol when they get married. What's the reason for it? Why don't we start when we're youngsters? Why don't we start at least by bar mitzvah? A talis gadol only when we get married, says the Perish HaRosh al Torah, because of the juxtaposition of gedilin tasalach with ki yikach ish. Very interesting. But what catches more attention is the juxtaposition on the other end, and that is prior to the pasuk of gedilin tasalach, the Torah tells us lo silba shatnis tzemer ufishtim yachtav. We have the iser of wearing shatnis, and this is the reason Chazal tell us perhaps this juxtaposition of shatnez and tzitzis is what teaches us, that smuchin, that juxtaposition teaches us that when the two come in conflict with each other, when there is a beged and putting tzitzis on it will require me to be over the iser of shatnez, so tzitzis is doche the iser of shatnez. In fact, the Gemara in Yevamah suggests, and according to many Rishonim, this is even the conclusion, that we learn out the principle of asay doche lois asay from this juxtaposition, from the fact that tzitzis overrides the iser of lo silba shatnis, teaches us the rule of asay doche lo sase b'chol ha-Torah kula. So lo silba shatnis, the Torah is almost as if the Torah is saying lo silba shatnis temer fish and yachtav, except gedilim tasaloch. When you have to wear shatnis because you have to be the kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis, so then you could be over the iser of shatnis. What's interesting though is as follows. We know that there are many different types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There are mitzvahs in the Torah which were incumbent upon us. We have to do. A person has to shake lulav on the 15th of Tishrei. A person has to sit in the sukkah. A person has to eat matzah. Those are mitzvahs which are incumbent upon us. We have no choice. Then there are mitzvahs which aren't necessarily obligatory. They're not chiyuvim upon us. But if we want to do specific things, so then we have to be mekayim that mitzvah. A person wants to have a house with a roof, he has to build a maket. There's no mitzvah to go buy a house to then build a maket. If you have a house, you have to build a maket. And presumably, even the mitzvah of mezuzah is like this. If you have a house, so then you're chayiv to put a mezuzah on. There's no chiv to go buy a house, so then you have to put a mezuzah. And many mitzvahs are like this, perhaps even shchita, right? If a person doesn't want to eat meat, so then there's no chiv shchita. It's just if you want to eat meat, the Torah tells you this is the way you have to go about doing it. Now the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksubis, when it comes to the principle of asei doche lo sase, the Gemara has a very interesting case. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about over there a specific type of person who has a mitzvah to marry a specific woman. He either raped the woman or something like that, where the Torah says, V'lo siya l'isha, he has an obligation to marry that woman. That's a mitzvah saseh, V'lo siya l'isha, he has to marry that woman. So the Gemara says, let's say that woman is prohibited to him for a different reason. So we should say, Aseh doicha lo saseh, the aseh of V'lo siya l'isha should override the iser of whatever iser we're talking about when it comes to that woman. Says the Gemara that we don't say, Aseh doicha lo saseh in that scenario. Why? Because the woman could always say, Loi ve'ina, I'm not interested. If the woman says, I'm not interested, then there's no mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah if the woman's interested. Since there's a way to get around the mitzvah, you don't say, Aseh doche lo saseh, we're not going to be doche the iser. Just get around the mitzvah a different way. It's only when there's no way of getting around the mitzvah, and then it comes into conflict with an iser, so we say that the aseh, the mitzvah saseh, overrides the iser lo saseh. This lends to somewhat of a question. Why? Because when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, so I have the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis on one hand, coming into conflict with the iser loy saseh of losul b'shatnis. So why do I have to override the iser of shatnis to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis? I'll give you, you don't have to wear the beged. Just round the corner, and then there's no aseh d'ochel loy saseh. So the very source for aseh d'ochel loy saseh is a case of tzitzis and shatnis. The very source is a case of where I have another way out. I don't have to override the iser. Just round off one of the corners. You round off one of the corners and you're good to go. You're not chayiv in tzitzis anymore. You're not wearing a beged of dalat kamflus. So how could the Gemara tell us in a case of shatnis and tzitzis, aseh docha lo saseh? No, don't be docha velo saseh. Rather, get yourself out of that saying another way. How is that? Make sure that it's not a beged of dalat kamflus. This is a question that Rav Elchanan Wasserman asks in his Kovetz Ha'aretz, his perish on Meseches Yevamos, and a very strong question. Perhaps we could suggest, based on analyzing another question which bothered me, not as strong of a question, but it's a type of question that either bothers you or doesn't. I was very bothered by the fact that we know tzitzis is a very important mitzvah. Tzitzis, we Chazal tell us, is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Tzitzis is the one mitzvah where we are told that it reminds you of doymel rekiya, doymel yam, doymel rekiya. That ultimately reminds you of kisei kavod. The one singular mitzvah in all of Torah, which we say, it reminds you to the kisei kavod, and I'm not even chayiv to do it. The tcheles, yes, and I'm not even chayiv to do it. I'm not obligated to do it. It's a mitzvah if I'm wearing dalat kavod. If I decide to wear dalat kavod, I put on tzitzis. But could a person live his entire life of the Shomer Torah mitzvahs and never wear tzitzis once? Yeah, perfectly fine Jew. I never don the dalat kanfus, and I'm never chayiv in tzitzis, I'm never chayiv in tcheles. Such an important mitzvah, it's not even a chiyiv. It's such an interesting thing. Chazal say, this mitzvah, shkula keneged kol ha-Torah kulo. This is the mitzvah of lo sasura acharei levavchem acharei nechem, which is going to defend us from the isurim of einayim. And it's not even a chiyiv. How do we understand? How do we understand such a thing? So I believe that the answer lies in a Gemara in Meseches Menachos. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Menachos, because we know that tzitzis is different than other mitzvahs. I grouped tzitzis together. I told you there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs chiyuvis and the mitzvahs kiyumis. The mitzvahs kiyumis are, like we said, mitzvah shchita, the mitzvah makah, perhaps the mitzvah of mezuzah. Again, I'm not obligated to do it, only if I have a house. Those type of mitzvahs, I'm not obligated to them. If I find myself in a certain situation, I have to do them. But would anyone tell you to go chase, if a person has no desire to eat meat, but he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah shchita, I'm going to go chase an animal to do mitzvah shchita? No, it's ridiculous. If you don't want to eat meat, there's no chiyuv to have shchita. I'm not going to tell you to go chase such a thing. Yet we find when it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, minhag Yisrael is not like that. Minhag Yisrael is that we actually have a minhag to be mekayim ourselves, to make ourselves obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis, when none of us would be wearing a beged of dalat kanflus if we were not a mitzvah, we go out of our way, again, not necessarily a chiyuv, but we go out of our way, Minhag Yisrael has it, we go out of our way to be mechayiv ourselves in our mitzvah. So if the mitzvah simply was, if you're wearing dalat kanflus, you have to do it in this way. You have to wear dalat, you have to wear tzitzis. So why are we going out of our way to be mechayiv ourselves in the mitzvah? Says the Gemara Menachos as follows. The Gemara says, it's true when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're not obligated to do it. But says the Rabbanu Shalom, Be'idno derischa, there's a time of wrath when the Rabbanu Shalom, for other reasons, is upset with Klal Yisrael. And for other reasons, the Rabbanu Shalom has to punish Klal Yisrael. Be'idno derischa, a time of wrath, a'anshinon a'aseh, then I'm going to punish you on certain aseis. And Mefarshim explained, like what? Like the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis could, you're not obligated to do it. But if you do it, so it could protect you in a time of wrath. However, if there is a time of wrath, there is an idna derischa, and the Rebbeinu Shalom looks down and he's ready to punish us, and we're not wearing tzitzis. Yes, you're not chayiv in tzitzis, but says the Rebbeinu Shalom, that could have protected you. That could have helped you. So what does this show us? That shows us that when it comes to tzitzis, it's different than all other mitzvahs, even mitzvahs kiyumos. Regular mitzvahs, which we call mitzvahs kiyumas, I'm not obligated to go find an animal to shecht it. And we wouldn't even say there's a reason for a person to do that. If he doesn't want to eat meat, There's no reason to do shechita. But says the Gemara Menachos, when it comes to tzitzis, that's not the case. When it comes to tzitzis, even though you're not obligated, but we see that there's clearly a reason to do it, a person should try to be mechayiv himself and do it, and obligate himself in the mitzvah of wearing da'at kamfos, thereby being protected in the time of inna d'rischa. But how do we understand this? What's this, a third type of mitzvah? Mitzvahs are either obligatory or they're only in specific situations. So what's the Gemara in Menachos telling us? Why is tzitzis different? Why is tzitzis something which we're not obligated in, but we should try to be mechayiv ourselves in it? What's the Gemara telling us? So I believe the idea is as follows. We know that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kedushin that gadol mitzuva v'yoyse mimisha ena mitzuva yoyse. Someone who's obligated in a mitzvah and does that mitzvah is a greater kiyum than someone who's not obligated. A man who's chayiv in a certain mitzvah and is mekayim that mitzvah, that's considered to be on a higher level than a woman who, in a particular mitzvah, is not mechuyevis, even though she does it, still, gadol mitzuva v'yoyse mimisha ena mitzuva yoyse. And Tosis explains, nira dehainu taima, demisha mitzuva v'yoyse, Adif lefishe doeg umitzta'ar Yosef. A person's obligated to do it, so he's constantly nervous about it. So that's something he has to overcome. And therefore, gadol mitzuva v'yosef, someone who's obligated, is on a higher level than someone who is not obligated. So that's true. There is something to be said for someone who's obligated because he has that nervous factor. He's doeg talmid about it. But we also have to recognize that there is something greater to someone who's not obligated. We all understand that someone who's not obligated to do something, and yet he goes beyond, above and beyond his call of duty to do it anyway. So yes, he might not have the doeg tamid, he might not have that constant concern, but he has another maila, he has another aspect which the other person doesn't have. And what's that? That I'm doing something which I'm not even chayv to do. Imagine a friend who anticipates your desires, and he goes ahead and does it on his own. So there's an added maila to a person who's gadol mitzuva v'yoseh, but there's also a maila, we have to admit, to someone who is not mitzuva and does it anyways. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, the mitzvah of tzitzis is so important, it's going to have both aspects to it. It's going to have both the aspect of being chayiv in it. You're going to have that daiga, you're going to have that concern, that nervousness, because you're going to be chayiv. But you're also going to have the aspect of that you went above and beyond and were mechayiv yourself in it, even though you weren't obligated. How is that possible? Says Rabbeinu Shalom, I am going to give you the possibility to be mechayiv yourself. You are going to be the ones to be mechayiv yourself. You're not chayiv. You wake up in the morning, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. You are going to have the possibility to put on a dalet kanfus, thereby being mechayiv yourself to put on tzitzis. So you now have the everything in your hands. You have both milas, both aspects. You both are going above and beyond your call of duty because I'm not chayiv and I'm being mechayiv myself. But now I'm putting on the dalet kanfus. Now all of a sudden I am chayiv. I have to make sure I get the tzitzis onto my dalet kamfos. So that's what the aspect of tzitzis is. Tzitzis is not like a regular mitzvah kiyumis. Really, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to be doing tzitzis, and theoretically, Kaviyachol would have been mechayev us to do tzitzis. But he wanted us to get an added element when it comes to tzitzis. Not only are you going to be doing tzitzis because I'm chayev, in which case you would have the Gadol Mitzuva Yoseh, but you're going to do it on your own. It's so important. You're going to show your ahava, your love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, because you're going to be mechayiv yourself in it. So perhaps, if that's the case, we understand why the mitzvah of tzitzis specifically is considered to be shkula keneged, specifically this mitzvah, specifically because you don't have to do it. That's why the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's this mitzvah shkula keneged, and now we understand why, even though there's a way to get out of it, we still say asei dochalos asei, because this is not like any other mitzvah where you could just get out of it and say, okay, there's no reason to do it. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do it. The only reason we're not chayiv to do it is because he wants us to do it on our own volition. So rounding off a corner wouldn't get around the problem, wouldn't get around the reason what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us. He wants us to be the kind of the mitzvah. He said, I'm going to leave it in your hands to show me that chiba yaseira, that you're doing the mitzvahs even though you don't have to do it. That's the maila of gedilim tasalach, and that's what we learn out from the juxtaposition of gedilim tasalach to loisilba shatnes, that it is asay doicha loisa asay, even though theoretically you could have rounded off the corner.
But the mitzvah is greater because you have to back the extra.
But here you have both. That's it.